What's on your mind today?
On our mind is pushing through the year. We had a very good year as far as revenue last year is concerned, but I'm sure everybody did given where the markets were. And then this year we need to refocus on growth and continue, you know, in the same trajectory, but, you know, more growth oriented as far as assets are concerned.
Okay.
Rick, anything you want to add? Are you there?
Sorry, I was on mute. Because I'm using the phone audio. No, well, we have to grow because we're losing a big client because of Morgan Stanley's policy.
Oh, yes. We've lost two big clients in the last 6 months. Not our doing. But yes. Yes, yes, yes. And it's a big client as far as revenue is concerned.
Yeah. Morgan Stanley changed their policy on, basically compliance told us we had to get rid of a client.
Is that because they're international?
No, they are not. Their parent company's international. They are domestic 401k that I've had since 2007. Right. You know, as you know, they are, you know, overseen by ERISA. All of the participants are U.S.-based social security participants. But because of it's Odebrecht, because of the involvement of the old CEO with the president in Brazil that went to jail and all of that, I guess the firm wanted no doing, no ties to anything that had to do with that company. And it was, it's like a $30 million customer. And they have, their operations has actually, have actually dwindled to nothing, but we've kept the 30 million because they were so happy with the way we were handling the 401k. So a lot of people who are working elsewhere have kept that 30 million in the plan. So my question to compliance is, you know, are we allowed to go after those assets and maybe do rollovers, you know, or if they reach out to us, can we bring in personal assets?
And
they have not gotten back to me yet. You know, it's like a slow process, but that would be a very good opportunity. They're long-standing relationships of, you know, like I said, since 2007, and we were very active with them.
I can't imagine that there's any reason not to do that.
Now, back then it was a very simple process. Now you have to, it's overseen. I don't know what the regulation is. Anytime you bring all, you roll over assets from a 401k, you have to attest that you've told the client that, you know, that, that they can leave it there and that, you know, the fees are less and you have to do a cost. It's like really complex. And I think if you do a one here and there, it won't be in compliance's radar. But if I bring in, you know, couple of million, then we're going to be on their radar. So I need their, you know, they're okay before I move forward there and, you know, aggressively try to bring over those assets.
Roger. I'm just trying to figure out why they wouldn't want that. Just, there's no reason that you couldn't do it.
I agree, except the new regulations that went into effect, probably what, Rick, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, but as long as you attest attest to it, I mean.
Exactly.
That means you couldn't do any rollovers if, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think if we attest.
I think the problem is actively prospecting for them.
Okay, you're not supposed to prospect.
Well, I don't know if you're not supposed to prospect, but you have, like you said, you have to disclose that you approach them or they approached you, and you have to disclose that you informed them that the fee was going to be higher. I mean, well, and really higher, what we're waiting for, there's a lot of, we're waiting for compliance on to let us know when we have to get rid of the plan, right? When we have to, how are we going to accommodate the plan and help them find, you know, transition to somewhere else. And then we could tackle the rollovers.
Yes.
So the client doesn't even know this yet. The client is not even aware of this yet.
And it's not as simple as a private client that you can just fire them. There needs to be an exit timeline. I mean, they can't just pick up and go elsewhere. There's all kinds of red tape.
They have to do an RFP, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, you guys are being very good. Maybe they'll be like the IRS and forget about you.
Right, I hope so. And then we lost the Christian Science plan.
Yeah, but we talked about that.
Right, but months ago, but they have not exited yet. So my point is that those two big plans, not of our doing, actually the administrators and everybody that I had really good relationships with tried to, almost aggressively make sure that the plan stayed with us, but they brought in their own people. So the new board, new members of the board, brought in their new people, their people. So my point are, what back to what Rick mentioned is that we've lost two pretty sizable, both asset and revenue plans in the last 6 months.
Accounts,
right?
Yeah, so that's going to be some work to get that back. I'm sure it didn't pay 1%, but at the same time, it paid, right?
Yeah, it paid 0.25%, and 0.25% we split, was it 50-50 with the...
Yes, with Sam, with the Boca. Yeah, with the Greystone
group. With the Greystone group. Yeah.
So are they okay?
But still left us.
No, they're not.
Is the Greystone group okay with losing this business?
No.
They've been fighting it for months.
They've been fighting it for months. They presented all of their points, meaning this plan generating, and Sam Brandwine is very active as far as 401ks in Washington. I mean, he is on all kinds of board. I mean, if anyone would be able to fight this, would be him. This account over the last 5 years has generated $500,000 for the firm. He presented all of the ERISA, points that this account has nothing to do with international. The fact that these participants are victims of what happened in Brazil. A lot of them lost their jobs. They're all, Social Security, U.S. citizens or residents. So he presented all of the facts, and because of his presentation, they said, okay, we'll revisit it. We'll go back and give you another look.
Reconsider.
Reconsider. And they just came back. Let me see. My manager reached out to me three weeks ago to tell me that they decided to end the relationship. So now we're waiting from a compliance standpoint, what the points will be and how we will inform them and the timeline that we will give them.
You know, my buddy, Craig Dobbs, is the head of that Greystone group. Mm. I don't know if that helps or not, but... Craig Dobbs, he's the number one guy in that group.
Yeah, I think Greystone has fought this, but it's not based on Greystone. It's based on some attorneys sitting behind a desk somewhere and,
Right. No, I know that, yeah. Anyway, all right, well, that's terrible. You had a bunch of assets come in with your mergers with your other folks, though, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's kind of maybe offsetting some of that over a 4 or 5 year period.
It will offset it, but not with Tony, maybe a little bit. But remember that takes an FAP. So I mean, probably between both, maybe half of it will be offset. In May, we get another bump from Melanie. So that's going to help. And I did get an increase in my percentage with Tony retiring. And we have actively been talking to the handful of clients that he was handling from that book. And it's going well. It's a slow process, getting acquainted, making sure we have monthly calls, you know, getting to know them, to trust us. So far, so good.
Well, good. So what's new in terms of marketing?
Well, I had that client appointment. I've been reaching out to him now. Again, he may have caught COVID as well because he hasn't called back. And then Roxana had a prospect reach out to us that said, you know, I don't know how I have your information. I've had it for years. We must have met somewhere at some, you know, Chamber of Commerce meeting or networking event or something. But he's what is it, a developer, Roxana, or a broker? He does real estate.
He does real estate, and he does loans for real estate investors, and also he will invest in different projects. People will give him funds, and he will invest in different projects with a return of capital of, you know, X amount. So the assets that he's looking to bring to us are, they're at Citigroup right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those assets are business assets that need to generate a certain percentage. You know, the cash flow has to be managed pretty tightly. He went over all of the details. He says he has to sit down with us to go over if, you know, he decides to move forward. It was a very pleasant conversation. He will sit down with us and explain all of the details of you know, how they function.
Right. Yeah, be very careful on this one.
Yeah, that's alarm started going off in my head. I don't know that compliance will even let us open. You know, he's not a standard.
Well, he's domestic, right?
He's domestic, but there's some things that kind of were a little iffy on my end. I didn't discuss it with you, Rick. But he's promising, you know, returns to clients, and he has to meet certain. So it's not, from a compliance standpoint, it could be an issue. Waiting to see, you know, we'll continue talk to him, see how it goes. But I agree with you, Rob. Bottom line, I'm going to proceed with extreme caution with this one.
Yeah, because he's basically setting up an annuity of sorts, and he's got to get a certain rate of return in order to fulfill the annuity part of it.
Yep.
And then if his real estate doesn't come through, then
The whole thing can blow up and we can be entangled in some form of litigation. So, I never told Rick, but it's just almost something in me alarms were going off after while of talking to him. And then when I digested it, I felt something was not right.
And there may not be enough in the spreads that it's worth it.
Right. And, you know, it's the risk, the headache, the concerns. And then he said he made comments like if the market were to fall this amount, you know, we would be notified, or if the, so I think that if he ends up in some form of litigation, he will want to blame somebody. And that somebody will be us. So, you know, I'm willing to meet with him. I'm willing to talk to him. Just make sure that I'm understanding it correctly. If I feel it's too much of a risk or not worth our time, then, you know, the answer is no.
Yeah, I know. It always sounds interesting and exciting. And then you realize that, you know, just, you got to get a long history on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
Well, you mentioning that he's promising return to clients. I'm like, okay, I don't even want the guy now.
Yeah, I didn't discuss it with you, Rick, but I have a intuition, you know, something like that happened to me right before the crash of 2008. And actually, anyways, I'm not going to get into details, but something similar happened and I would have been in serious trouble. And I prayed and prayed and prayed, and it would have been a great comp for me. But, you know, now looking back, I would have been in serious, tied up in something not, you know, that was in the gray area. So I'm glad I made the decision to not proceed with that. So same thing with this. We have to be very careful.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Dead ends, like usual. I don't know. I mean, as far as activities concerned, meaning, you know, we're talking about, folks that have contacted us or that Rick's met with and so forth. It's a one here, one there. But as far as, you know, the ball rolling, and the only thing that we have that's consistent is our VEA, person who has started to work on prospecting, and he's tying in both the communications that he does with clients and communications with prospects to our 24-month calendar. I did discuss that with him, and we have started doing that. We've had great response from certain things. He looks at all the metrics, at what's really working, what's not. That is the one consistent thing that we have as far as marketing and business development and building is concerned.
Okay, well, you got that going.
One positive, but
well, Rick, you're sticking with your Atomic Habits and
your getting program. Back to them. Getting back to them.
Okay.
Because he was sick, yeah. He couldn't even get out of bed. I mean, we were very sick, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't sick, it was the exhaustion and the headaches.
Not respiratory sick, like, but physically.
Yeah, like I would be, like I'm sitting here talking to you now, and when I had those client calls, I would have to lay down because I was exhausted right after a client call. You know, so, well, but I started running again this week, you know, working out, so.
He's back on as of this week.
Yeah, so getting back. I did see you launch the Supernova
Scholars.
We got the notification. Scholars, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a big, it took about almost 2 years, you know, to finally come together. You think, well, this is easy stuff, right? It just gives scholarships and train kids to come in our business. How easy? Well, you gotta get everybody kind of lined up and, gotta get the, cause we're going to teach our own curriculum.
Yeah.
Beside the curriculum that they teach for financial planning. And then we'll have a curriculum for each summer for their internships. And then we've got to build the curriculum for the, for the mentors. So each mentor has to be trained, and so it's just been, you know, the student selection was really fun. We picked five great students. The dean of business interviewed 30 people and picked five and or six, and we picked five of the six. So that was good. And so we're starting, you know, we wanted 100 to start, and now we'll have five, but that you gotta, I think it's really smarter to do it this way because we can, make sure everything works properly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And adjust and pivot as you need to.
Right. But I think it's interesting how many doors open up and people are interested in. If you know, you've got to work it. You can't sit on your butt, but, if you work it, you meet a lot of really interesting people. We have 12 guys on our advisory board, all African American business owner, you know, managers or financial advisors, very senior guys, That's great fun. And then I think we'll bring that up to about 25. And, And that's who will pick our mentors from that group. And then they also will help us with the placement of the students in each of the offices. So that's fun. So, you know, we picked two volleyball. There are four females and one male. The male's a baseball player, got a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, good, big, tall guy. And four females, two volleyball players, a tennis player. And we have one student leader. We got one of them's not a an athlete, so that's kind of fun the way we're doing it. It's really interesting. So
that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, we've met every week for almost 2 years now on this project.
Wow, are they in college?
These kids are in college. Yes. They're sophomores. They start in their sophomore year of college.
And are they playing sports in college or they play sports in high school?
No, college.
That's amazing. That's great because there's something to be said about athletes. You know,
they're busy, right?
They're busy. They're able to juggle multiple things, the discipline that's required. That's great.
That's what I was, you know, I was an athlete in college. So, I mean, I understand it. And, I the dean was a basketball player at Norfolk State. So he's got his law degree and he was a senior partner with Ernst & Young. And I mean, he knows business. He knows what it takes to compete in the world. And, so we were on the same page in terms of student athletes. So these are, you know, anywhere from a 3.5 to a 4.0 GPA for all of them. So.
And what school is it again?
It's Norfolk State, which is a historically black college in,
Norfolk State?
Yeah, Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
So now we gotta, we'll assign the mentors and then we gotta pick where they wanna, what offices they want to go to, what teams they want to be on, and we'll coach the teams. I've got one of them already, one of the guys that I've been coaching for about 10 years has been following the program, very interested in. He's a big-time tennis player and very involved in tennis in the Philadelphia area, so he wants to take my tennis player. So that's the other thing. It, you know, sports connects people, right?
Yeah.
And so you can use your sports to, to build a network. So he's in charge of a couple of different tennis tournaments. And so she'll work on that and, you know, work on a lot of the other things with him. So he's very excited about getting a person. He's 66, his partner's 40. So it's a perfect deal, you know, bringing a young person. He'll retire eventually and, she'll take part of the business. So. It works very well. Yeah. So anyway, that's been the fun part of my job.
Yeah.
That's great.
It really is. People think it's work, but that's not work. That's just fun. You know, that's easy. Figuring out, how to help guys grow. That's hard, you know. But one of the ways to grow is through this, interesting that I mentioned this. One of the guys was asking me, what are other people doing? I was mentioning this one guy in Sarasota that's very involved in, he wasn't really intentionally involved in politics. He just got involved with the mayor and the assistant mayor. And they've been an amazing network for him. And the people that they've introduced him to and the regular social things they go to. And he's just killing it. So I just mentioned that just as an aside, you know, you never know, right? What's going to be the catalyst to get things going, right?
Yeah.
So he's doing my, you know, he lives half the year up in the north in, up in Illinois and the other part in Sarasota. He's spending more and more time in Sarasota. Obviously the marketing is a lot easier there. Things are kind of booming.
So, yeah.
Kind of like Miami.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So another client is taking the enthusiastically endorsed model and is having an event for those people. And we're going through, we've got to go through everything from name tags to, you know, food they're going to offer and stuff like that. I think it's going to be a big deal and an annual deal. And I think it's going to be a great networking opportunity for him. So we're kind of going through that also. I think that makes a lot of sense for you guys and would get you, you know, you got to have a couple of things a year that are your sort of your headliner deals. You know, maybe something over the holidays, you know, around Christmas time, and then maybe something around the in July, and something like this in July that would be out on the water, maybe a cruise or something, harbor cruise with your enthusiastically endorsed professionals to meet each other. I just think that would be make a lot of sense.
I like that idea about the harbor cruise.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to do huge deal, you know, 15 of them. You do one deal a year, and that would be enough. Just keep the people coming back every year, and it's not that much work because, you know, if you rent a boat, you know, or they have those evening cruises, you just rent the whole thing and put your folks on there. They're not going to get off until it's over. You know, you gotta capture the audience. They have fun. They'll meet each other. You use name tags and everybody gets to know each other and you're the guy that put it on. So they will really appreciate it.
Yeah. So, and what he's doing is getting the people who have been endorsed by clients.
Yes. Yeah. Every month he goes through and asks us different question on the enthusiastically endorsed list. And then he interviews them and now he's going to be inviting them.
Okay.
Just one in each, you know, one, the top person in each area.
I'm writing so.
Yeah. So, you know, the top estate planning attorney, top litigator. You know, there's different kinds of attorneys, right? There's trial attorneys. There's family law attorneys. There's all kinds of different attorneys and getting the mm-hmm. best one in each area would be a huge help to your clients.
Yeah.
Somebody they could trust that wouldn't charge ridiculous fees, but would be very, very good. That's really what you're looking for.
Yes.
And the same thing, you know, all young kids all have to have their teeth fixed. So who's the best orthodontist?
I know an amazing orthodontist.
You know, who's the best dentist? Who's the best oral surgeon? Who's the best cardiologist? Who's the best... You know, where's the best place if somebody has cancer and who's the best blood cancer doctor? Who's the best different ones? I mean, those are just interesting things for people to know. And most people don't have a clue. Right? So you could have the best commercial realtor, the best residential realtor, and those people would be so thankful for a target rich environment. You know, and then you'd be the center of influence that brought them together. Come on in.
Okay, I got an electrician.
Yep, thanks. I'm in charge of the house too. So it's just a matter of setting the date and the time, and it doesn't have to be perfect the first time you do it. You're just like me doing this Supernova Scholars Program. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, the kids don't know what to expect. The school doesn't know what to expect. So, you know, we'll build it so it gets better and better every year, but it doesn't have to start out being perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so you adjust as you go forward.
Right. The idea is to build activity and build it into the calendar so you're part of the calendar and the calendar drives you rather than your discipline having to drive you, right? Because we've run out of discipline. It's easier to go snack on garbage than it is to eat good food.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I mean, as a testament to routine versus discipline, we had COVID and we kept our client appointments. The business kept moving. The ball kept rolling. We didn't, I mean, thank God we weren't ill enough that we had to cancel. You know, we were drained, but we didn't cancel any appointments. So clients didn't even realize we were sick.
Well, and that's what you do. You just keep, you know, that's the game, right? So if we can build rituals around the acquisition piece that are as sacred as the rituals around our client contact system, now we've got the perfect model.
Yep.
And that's the game, right? That's what you try and build every year.
So Rob, I know you sound like a broken record, and I mean, it's almost like a parent repeating the same thing a million times to their kids. And just what would be the starting point for us at this point of where we are? What do you recommend that we do to get the ball rolling, to have that routine, at least something that we start doing?
I would say every month have a different question to ask your clients, starting with, can you enthusiastically endorse your estate planning attorney?
Okay.
You get it? And just start to build that out. Find out what you have now. If you looked at that enthusiastically endorsed list, how many people are really on that list that you could enthusiastically endorse in every area of your life? That could be the beginning of your, and then just, and I would set a date. I'd say, you know, we're going to have something fun in July. And a cruise, and we can just do cocktails and hors d'oeuvres the first time and see how it goes. And we're going to work towards that. If you do something like that, you go ahead and set the deadline. You put down the deposit. You set the date. You're going to do it. If you don't, you're not.
And for this enthusiastically endorsed event, do you invite clients or just the enthusiastic?
Might be clients.
Right.
But this is for enthusiastically endorsed professionals in your community.
So how do they network with each other? Or is this just like a thank you for being, you know, a leader in our community? We're going to be recommending you to our clients.
You're on a boat. You've got name tags. You serve them liquor. And they meet each other.
Perfect.
I mean, you really don't have to do that much with adults as long as you put them on a boat where they can't escape. Seriously. I mean, that's all it takes, you know. They'll have fun. They'll remember it and they'll invite you to something. Yeah. Nobody does, you know, people don't do this. So it's just, and it will grow over the years. You'll, you know, 5 years from now, you'll be telling me stories about it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Okay.
That's it. That's really, you mean, start there, build, it gives you a project, build on it, build on it, build on it. And you'll have fun with it.
Perfect. Okay?
Cause you can't do too much. You guys are too busy. You have too many distractions. Just do this. And by doing it, you will be building. It builds in a lot of different ways, not just the event. It's a lot of different things that happen when you do this. Each one of these people can become a center of influence for you. A client, a center of influence, a friend, and so forth.
Right.
And if they don't work out, then you just substitute the next person on the list for next year. Okay?
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Good luck. Thank you,
Rob. Healthy. Most important thing, you're healthy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Take care.
Thank you, Rob. Bye-bye.